We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams. Exotic booze,
there's a bar. Well, I'm glad you're with us this third hour. And if you've missed any part of today's show, remember you have to go to the podcast, which will be before the middle of the week. They'll be at travelers411.com, and you'll find that the two shows, Travel with Stephanie Abrams and Travelers 411, they are podcast separately. So, and the podcast is there 52 weeks. That's a good thing. And you can get to download it and take us with you wherever you go. And we, at the same time, archive everything. So go to sabrams.com, sabrams.com, latch on to your subjects you're interested in, and you'll find the last 2.5 to 3 months of shows featured on the homepage. So you can click right over to the show notes, and for every guest, we've got anywhere from 1 to 3 links to relevant websites associated with them. And you know, at travelers411.com, you can click on forums and scroll down till you get to Ask Stephanie. And if you have a question or a comment for me, leave it there. And I'll get around to taking a look at it and answering whatever it was that you had in mind. Meantime, I accidentally bumped into some people and got into a conversation. And I will from time to time hear people say radio, and that's cool. You know, my on-air travel companion and barefoot beachcombing person, senior producer David Isby, knows a place I'm going to mention. Well, I was over, David, at Misty Moonlight Diner.
Yeah. Love that place.
And we were sitting with one of the editors of our TV editing team, mm-hmm. who came over to bring me a DVD of something and whatever.
Sure.
And we were having a nice chat and munching on blueberry pancakes and the crispiest bacon in the county. And we're talking for a while. And a guy from another booth, you know, I like to sit where the red booths are down at the end.
Exactly, yeah.
It looks like a little greenhouse in there. It's cute. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting down there, and a guy who's a couple of booths in front of me is getting up with his party to leave. But instead of walking out the way you have to walk out, he turns around and walks towards our table. And suddenly, he's just standing at the end of our table. And I don't recognize him, so I'm wondering, hello, did you lose something kind of a thing in my head? And he looks at me and says, I listen to you on the radio every weekend. So, hi, you know who you are. I got so much to share with you and things I want to chat with you about, too, today, David. So we're going to do that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams' travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. James Taylor returns to Tanglewood with his all-star band for two nights. It's Taylor's only New England appearance this summer, July 3rd and 4th at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts at 8 p.m. Get tickets at 888-266-1200 or visit bso.org.
Well, I'm up to my neck in things to talk about, so I got a little housekeeping I wanted to. I was talking with a woman this week. So if you're listening, Marlene Oliver, hi to you. And I have to go. She tells me she's one of my Facebook friends. If you're not one of my Facebook friends, this is your invitation. Go to Facebook, and it's stephanie.abrams.94. So I have to go and see what she looks like. Because the more I thought about it this week, the more I remembered I did used to work with her. She worked for everybody in the travel industry. For a time period, she was with Far and Wide. Remember them? And I don't really remember specifics of working with her, but I remember that I enjoyed working with her. And it was just delightful knowing her, and I'm glad we're now working on a project together. So we get on the phone, David, and we're talking about this and that, and we finish the part that's relevant, and I say to her, I was told by John Kleitos at Homeric Tours that somebody on your side mentioned that we used to work together, and, you know, I can't remember. And not in the same company, but, you know, in partnership, working on projects and things. I can't remember, you know, what company you were with and whatnot. And she starts to mention, you know, what she did, where she was. And so, hi, John Peters, if you're out there listening. And she mentioned something about Central Holidays. And you people have heard me tell this story years ago, so anybody that's new hasn't heard the story. But Joe and Fred Barada, who were brothers from Sicily, founded Central Holidays. And their office first was in Jersey City, New Jersey. Then it moved to Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, just down the road from my office. And 150 years ago, when the movie Only You came out, did you see that? No, of course not. No, your education in film is really pathetic.
I can't disagree with you on that.
Yes, you are culturally deprived. I've got to give you a list. And next winter, when it snows,
I have a book of movies that I still need to see.
Well, this is one of them. Only You is a really sweet romantic comedy with Marissa Tomei, who was just as adorable as she could be in that film, and Robert Downey Jr. And most of it takes place in Italy. And the scenery and the hotels they go to. And in fact, I was telling Marlene Oliver this week that in that film, when you see them go to the Daniele, she goes with her sister-in-law looking for this guy. And he's already checked out. And she asks if she can see the room. Mm-hmm. That's my suite at the Daniele.
Oh, nice.
Yes. If you go find yourself a picture of the Daniele, the Daniele is right on the Grand Canal. It's on the big, wide part of the Grand Canal. Not like the gritty palace that so many people like better, and I have not yet figured out why exactly. But the gritty palace, oh, if you see the Woody Allen film, oh, gosh. It's got, we'll have to look it up in the commercial break, unless somebody can do that now. Can somebody in the control room start to look? It's got a whole bunch of words. It's like five words long, the title. It's a Woody Allen film, took place in Italy, and the gondola or motor, I guess it was a motor boat, it's a water taxi, pulls up at the gritty palace, and everybody is getting out on the little deck there. That's the gritty palace. But if most of the rooms of the gritty palace don't have fabulous windows.
Is it To Roam with Love?
No.
No.
No, because it takes place in Venice.
Oh.
Yeah, it's something like everything you wanted to know about something. Geez, I don't remember the name. But it's a whole bunch of words.
Is it in Venice?
Yeah. So, Yeah, I've stayed in the Gritty Palace with a canal view room. Let me tell you, I had to stand on a chair and throw my body halfway out the window and stick my head around to see what piece of the canal I could see. Whereas if you get a Grand Canal facing room at the Danielli, which is going to cost you, by the way, but it's worth it. And if you can't stay there for a week, stay one night. Certainly drop by and have a cup of tea or something in the lobby of the hotel, because it's just, it is so grand.
I'll take another stab at it. It's not my Venice apartment, is it?
No.
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 Strike two.
Keep trying.
I'm still searching. Woody Allen had a lot of films, you know.
Yeah, you know, and there are a lot of them I never heard of. You know, because there's a lesson to be learned there. Because he's done films that are, you know, they have a cult following. And then he's done films that were complete bombs.
But everyone says, everyone says, I love you.
That's it.
Ah, there it is. Okay.
That's it.
I didn't strike out.
Excellent. A bunch of words starting with every.
There you.
Do you know there are listeners right now who are jumping up and down, screaming at their radio all this time because they knew
they
the
knew.
Answer that we didn't
right.
know? So in the film Only You, if you look at the front of the Gritty, of the Danielli on the Grand Canal in Venice, look dead center, second floor, put a circle around those windows.
You stayed there.
That's the suite. But that's the suite that Marissa Tomei and I think it was Hunt. What's her first name? Bonnie?
Helen Hunt.
Helen Hunt.
Yes.
Is that who it was? No, maybe not. I forget who I don't know the names of anybody. She and her sister-in-law character check in to only to see the room. And the room that they're looking at, that's that suite.
Love it.
So if you've got the bucks, go for it. We'll be right back. Don't leave me.
Tickets are now on sale for the 2018 Tanglewood season, entitled Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the Boston Symphony Orchestra in timeless classical masterpieces. Reserve your space at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Tickets are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre and post theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
But you gotta keep your head up. Hi, this is Keith Lockhart, conductor of the Boston Pops. Don't miss opening night at Pops, May 9th, as we kick things off with singer and recording star Andy Grammer.
The Pops season also features tributes to Leonard Bernstein, Disney on Broadway, Rock the Pops, and more. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200, 888-266-1200, or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show brought to you by Incredible Malta, where seascapes, landscapes, great food, beach and city resorts, incredible history and architecture, and wonderful inhabitants make Malta a must-visit destination. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Via, via, vieni via di qui. Niente più ti lega a questi luoghi.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, you know, I kind of got on a railroad track of hotels in film. And I haven't come to the reason why yet. I will get to that. But we were talking. I was talking with Marlene Oliver, who about 20 years or more ago was involved with Far and Wide, and before that, it was a tour company that thought it had a good idea. It was a little bit of a mess, is what it was. And we'll save that story for a different day. But, you know, I was talking with her, and somewhere in there we got to talking about Central Holidays, and it reminded me that when I saw the film Only You with Marissa Tomei and Robert Downey Jr., you see, the thing is, David, I used to get real sad on Sunday nights. Of course, once we had a radio show, and now I have the TV show is on Sunday nights, I don't get sad anymore. But I used to get sad Sunday nights because it meant that Monday morning, everybody went their different ways. You know, I mean, it's in your family, too. The kids go to school. Your wife goes one direction to work. You go to the other direction to work. And it's like always made me sad Sunday night.
Sure.
So in anticipation that I was going to be sad Sunday night, we always planned something. And we did crazy things. I mean, we went ice skating. We went bowling. Oh, you have to see me ice skate. Now there's something worth seeing. pitiful. But anyway, we would do, and we go to the movies a lot. And so, you know, that by the time we got back, I was tired and it didn't matter that it was Sunday night. So this one Sunday night, we go to see Only You. And we're sitting in the movie theater and it starts out in Baltimore. Only you don't see much of Baltimore. And then, I mean, they could have told you you were in Pittsburgh. It wouldn't have made a difference because it really, the action wasn't there. The action took place in Italy. And they go first to Rome, then to Venice, then to Positano. And I had done that whole Rome, Florence, Venice, Pisa, whatever, number of times. But I'd never been to the Amalfi Coast. So I'm watching this story, and she's in Positano with her sister-in-law. And you have to look up who that is, because I can't remember her name. And I always get her confused with somebody else anyway. And I look at Positano, and I, you know, and I'm thinking, I got to go there. So I gave my husband an elbow in the ribs, got his attention, and whispered in his ear, "We're going there." So next day, I get up, I go to work. And somewhere around 9:30 in the morning, I call Joe Berardo, who was, he was always the senior guy. So if his brother was president, he was chairman. If his brother was vice president, he was president, whatever. They founded Central Holidays, and the first destination that they focused in, because they were Sicilian, was Italy. And then they expanded to other countries in the world and whatnot, and cruising and things. So I call Joe, and I say, "Joe,
I want to go.
I want to go to Positano, and I don't know a thing about it. So can you give me some guidance and recommendation on where I ought to stay, what I ought to do, where I ought to go, whatever?" And he says, "What are you doing at 1 o'clock? And I look on my calendar, and it's clean. He said, I said, "I've got nothing on the calendar. I mean, I got work to do, but I got nothing on the calendar." He said, "Come to my office." Now, his office at the time was not even a quarter of a mile down the road from my office. For those of you listening in New Jersey, my office was 560 Sylvan Avenue, Route 9W. And his building was something like, I don't remember, 210, 110, whatever. It was a little closer to the George Washington Bridge than we were. Same road. Just go out the front of the building, make a right turn for, I don't know, quarter of a mile, half a mile. And there you were. They later moved to Munaki. Bought a building that I just learned this week they sold. And I went to his office. And he called in his secretary. And he asked me, you know, "When do you want to go?" Whatever. And he starts dictating to her, "Call this one, call that one, get this, get that, find out, whatever." And he had all this stuff on his conference room table. His conference table in his office is a big round thing. He had a big bowl of gorgeous fruit and Pellegrino water and Angostura bitters and little biscotti things and Italian cookies. And he said to me, "Well, you know, while she does that, eat." It's like, you know, mangia. So Italian.
Of course, of course, mangia. Yeah.
I said, "Well, do I look too skinny to you or what?" And within about an hour and 15 minutes, he had put together my whole trip. "Here, this is where you're going. This is where you're staying.
Love
this
it.
Is what you're doing."
Love it.
I said, "Who could believe it? Joe Berardo is my travel agent." I mean, this is like, you know, that's like having the Queen of England go in the kitchen and make your lunch. I mean, it's like extraordinary. So when I was talking with Marlene Oliver and we were having this kind of nostalgic conversation about this and that in the travel industry, and I somewhere in there I mentioned that, and for all of you, and I know we have many listeners who are in the travel industry and many of you have been around forever. Do you remember Doran Jacobs' people? I met Doran Jacobs when he was the marketing director for Central Holidays in a downpour of a rain when I drove to Jersey City, where their first building was that I ever saw them in. And we ate in the deli next door, and I was like a drenched rat. You know, I have a business meeting, 8 o'clock in the morning, start your day in this downpour. And that's where I met Doran. And I found out, you know, we were talking in the last, I don't know, last hour or the hour before that, we were talking about Fats Domino having passed. And, you know, well, if you view Fats Domino, which I'm sure you do, as an icon in the music industry, that would be the rock star in that category would be Doran Jacobs. And I learned from Marlene that he's passed just a couple months ago. So for those of you who knew Doran, I know you share my sadness in hearing he's no longer with us, and he was an innovator in the travel industry, so that was kind of a strange conversation we had. But when we come back, I want to share with you a couple of other films that if you're thinking about going to a destination, you want to see. And I also want to talk with you about Amy Schumer's new film, I Feel Pretty. Not about the film. About the places in it. We'll be right back. Don't leave me.
Via, via, vieni via con me. Entra in questo amore buio, non perderti per niente al mondo. Via, via.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you in part by Dutchess County Tourism, nestled in New York's beautiful Hudson Valley, where you'll find every outdoor adventure on land and water. Spas, great shopping, FDR's Presidential Library, the Hyde Park Railroad Station Museum, events and festivals galore, all set on the site of America's early history. For more info, check out DutchessTourism.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I wanted to share with you a couple of other films that came to mind. We were talking about the Gritti Palace and the Danielli in Venice. Two wonderful hotels, historic hotels, gorgeous hotels. But while those of you who live in Berkshire County and in New York City who may have known, rest his soul, Morton Levy, his favorite was the Gritti Palace. I can't tell you why. And often, I can remember, I haven't looked up the rates there in ages because I haven't gone there in a while, but the Gritti Palace was generally more expensive than the Danielli. And yet, if you're into views, you want to be at the Danielli. Because it's the Gritti Palace is kind of off on the side on a small canal in Venice, and the Danielli is on a big canal. And with all the water problems in Venice, if you've ever thought, one day I'd like to go there, make it now. Because Venice, I mean, I was a child when I heard for the first time Venice is sinking. So, you know, pay attention to that. And I have to tell you, about airfare. Somebody just told me a couple of weeks ago he was planning to go to Venice and Florence and Rome and wherever. And that's usually where people go. There are so many other places you want to go, including Positano, which we talked about, and the Amalfi coastline. And they're just, you know, Sorrento. And by the way, if you're going to do that and you're going to drive, which is the best way to do it, take a train from Rome to Naples. Overnight in a good hotel in Naples. Arrange for your car rental for the next day. The alternative is get into Naples early enough, pick up the car immediately, go to Pompeii, which is an amazing experience, and then drive to Salerno. Look at the map. When you see the map, if you were standing in the Mediterranean, Salerno would be on your right, eastward, and Sorrento would be on your left. What you don't want to do is drive to Sorrento and drive along the Amalfi coast to Salerno and then north to Naples and wherever else you're going. Because the driver is going to be driving on the lane next to the cliff, next to the sea. And when you see the film, Only You, and they're driving in that cute convertible along the Amalfi Coast going to Positano, they're coming in from Sorrento, and you see them on the cliff side of the road. Now, that might have been easier for getting photographs from, I don't know, a boat, a helicopter, whatever they were hanging on, to get the photos of that car. But when you drive on the cliff side of the road, it's much more tension-filled for the driver than if you drive on, you know, if you drive on the seaside of the road. So in order to drive on the cliff side of the road, you have to come in from Salerno. And by the way, ladies, there are shoe stores in Salerno that will drive you wild. I went into one store, but I bought everything in my size. I don't think I bought shoes for another 6-8 years after that. But I bought, I still have some of them. Or like, you remember what Keely Smith said to you in Las Vegas?
I do. She has shoes older than me.
That's right. That conversation started as, David, are you married? And David said, yes.
Yes.
And she said, happily.
Yes, that's right.
And you said,
yes.
And she said, I got shoes older than you. Another wonderful, beautiful person that we recently lost last December.
Loved
terrible.
Her.
Marvelous woman.
And great stories. Did she not have some super stories?
Oh, my word. Oh, well, she hung out with the Rat Pack.
She sure did.
Yeah. Yeah, she was something. You know, go to sabrams.com and put Keely, K-E-E-L-O-I, Smith, into the search box, and you will get links to archived audio of interviews I did with Keely, and we must have had her on at least half a dozen times.
Oh, yeah.
And she's, that woman was a pistol.
She was.
And if you don't know who she was, go Google her. But you probably have heard her sing and maybe don't even know it, especially if you're, you know, on the youngish side.
Right.
The song, she was married to Louis Prima, and the, a couple of the very well-known songs were Just a Gigolo, and what's the other one? There's another one that, Just a Gigolo, Black Magic.
Black Magic, yeah, all Black Magic. Yeah.
So anyway, I wanted to tell you about using film as an opportunity to get yourself all excited about where you're going. And we were talking about the Woody Allen film, Everyone Says I Love You, which you will see the gritty palace and the those little motorboats that they call water taxis, picking people up and dropping them off and whatever there. But he also did Midnight in Paris. And that is such a clever, creative, interesting concept of a film. You got to see that, people. And I'm sure you can, you know, rent it somewhere or Netflix it or something. It's just Midnight in Paris. And of course, the scenery is, contrary to popular opinion, Paris has not gone downhill. And it really is a truly remarkable city to visit. But that'll give you some insights. And in that film, the characters go into a hotel and they go to the rooftop garden. When I first saw the film, I thought the rooftop garden was the rooftop garden at the Raphael. And I think the address is number 12, Rue de something. I forgot the name of the street. Is it Rue de Flaubert? Look it up. Raphael, R-A-F-E-A-L. Or maybe it's R-A-F-A-E-L. Hotel Raphael in Paris. I think it's number 12. Rue de... Something with a V. Hold on.
R-A-F.
R-A-F. I think it's A-E-L. And I think it's Rue de... Something with a V.
In Paris.
Yeah. That hotel... Again, it's not going to be inexpensive. So this is for the splurge or for people who really know how to live or, you know, save up your pennies because everybody should know how to live like the king. This is the most amazing place. And when you walk out the door, you walk maybe 30 steps. There's a little tiny street to cross. You walk another 15 or 20 steps and you are at the Arc de Triomphe. Right at Etoile, where the five streets all come together, six, however many streets there are that all converge at the Arc de Triomphe. So you are at the beginning of the Champs-Élysées, and you're like barely a block from the front door. Rue de what? With a V. What good are you?
Apparently no good.
All right. Well, we'll find it during the commercial break. We'll dig it out. But anyway, it turned out that on the rooftop of the Hotel Raphael in Paris, they have this marvelous garden patio up there. And people go up to, you know, have a drink in the afternoon or have champagne in the evening. Or you want to talk about romantic. And you have this spectacular view of the Eiffel Tower. And for the millennium, the mayor of Paris worked with whomever to get all these twinkly lights on the Eiffel Tower. And everybody loved it so much that they kept it. So for 5 minutes on the hour, every hour, from something like 9 p.m. to 2 a.m., maybe 3 a.m., I think it's 2 a.m., but go look it up. They'll tell you.
What is situated in Paris's Arc de... How do you say it?
Arc de Triomphe.
That's it. Was that the answer you were looking for?
No.
No.
I want the street.
It says 17th Avenue...
There you go. Starts with a V.
No, Kleber.
Kleber. It's a K. Okay. All right. Did it again. Every time I think it starts with a letter, no, not so much. Yeah. So it's 17.
It's 17th Avenue, yeah.
No, it's 17th Avenue de Kleber.
That's what I said.
That's what you said. So they have this wonderful garden. You can go have, you know, a drink or something in the afternoon, coffee, whatever. And then at night, you see the tower. So when I saw the tower going nuts at night in the Midnight in Paris Woody Allen film, it looked like the roof garden at the Raphael, but it wasn't. It was the Hotel Maurice people. Maurice. That's the one. Looks very similar. We'll be right back because I got to get you over to Amy Schumer's new film, I Feel Pretty. And we're going to do that after this. Don't leave me. Flottant sur vos épaules,
vous aviez le beau. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford. Kilkenny's medieval mile, Waterford's Viking quarter, and Long Crew Passage tombs in County Meath. Ireland's ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now
at 800-670-2142.
Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Tourism Ireland.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Ireland's ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
I feel pretty, oh so pretty.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
And gay, and okay, so I promised you we were going to talk a little bit about the film I Feel Pretty. There are a number of critics who slammed it, who I think left before the film finished, or maybe never saw it and just wrote a review the way people do with TripAdvisor. That's another thing for another day that makes me completely insane. Some of the idiotic things that people write and complain about, that where is the complaint? I just wrote a response to an old TripAdvisor slam on a hotel that I know and love. And I just couldn't believe what I was reading. I mean, idiotic things. They had to wait for the menu card for room service to come up because there were a lot of people in the lobby, and they, you know, there are hotels now using robots to deliver when, you know, things like extra towels or soap or the room service menu, when the front desk is, you know, very busy with people there and they can't just stop and run up to bring somebody something.
Mm-hmm.
I heard people complaining about that too. Is that a sport? I think it's a uniquely American sport. Let me complain and let me sue you. Or let me complain and, you know, maybe you won't notice in the complaint I put online that says, but I feel a lot better if I, you know, because nobody compensated me for this inconvenience. It's like, would you get serious? Please, just get serious. Anyway, I really liked the movie, I Feel Pretty. There was some laugh out loud parts. All in all, it was funny. It was delightful. If you have, you know, a very strict approach to what your children see, you might want to see it first and then decide if they are the right age, or in your mind, if they'll ever be the right age to see it. But I thought it was a very cute film. You get near the end of the film, she has to go on a business trip to Boston. So we're watching the screen, and on the screen shows up this suite. In the bedroom of the suite, there is a faux fireplace. They've created a mantle, but you can see it's not really a fireplace. And, you know, a number of hotels have done that, where they've they'll put candles or something, or phony logs, or nothing, or flowers, or nothing at all. But they've got the mantle, and it kind of cozies up the bedroom or the living room they put in. The living room windows, I don't know how many of you have seen on cable or are old enough to have watched the old Perry Mason, I think it was Ironsides, where he had an office where the window was like a half circle. The bottom was straight and the whole top was like the top of a palladium window, this big round thing.
Okay.
I look at this window and the fireplace and I poke my husband and together we say, that's the Ames Hotel in Boston. I think we're probably the only ones who were seeing this film in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, who knew that was the Ames Hotel in Boston. But I thought that was very cool.
That is great, yeah.
Yeah. So so when you go to see it, watch for that and you'll know. It was the first Curio Hotel by Hilton in Boston. But check on that because that status may have changed. I'm not really sure, and I don't want to give you false information. So have a look at that as well. And if you're going to be in the Boston area and you are a visitor, first of all, I want everybody to put on their calendar. July 20 to 22, Revere Beach, which is like a suburb of Boston. What can I tell you about Revere Beach? We park at parking places, either hotels that have stay and fly and park packages. Because it's really like, it's no time to get from Revere and Revere Beach to Logan Airport. And there are a lot of hotels there that have amazing deals. So generally speaking, if we're flying, unless it's terrible weather in the middle of winter, then we might go in the day before, overnight, fly the next. Usually you're flying to Europe. You're flying in the evening. There are some morning flights. But if you take a morning flight from the East Coast to London, for instance, you're going to get there 9, 10 o'clock at night. You're going to pay for a hotel overnight and all you're going to do is sleep in that room because, it's kind of economically, it doesn't make sense. And your body has a tough time adjusting to arriving at 9 o'clock at night. Because if you're leaving from the East Coast and you're going to, the UK or Ireland, if you land at 9 o'clock at night, it's 5 hours difference. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, your body time. Mm-hmm. You're not ready to go to sleep. So till you're ready to go to sleep, it's going to be probably 5 in the morning. Well, you don't want to go to sleep 5 in the morning because now the day is shot. So and you got to check out by 11 or noon or something like that. So no, don't do that. I'm going to fly it evening. If you're going to take advantage of a fly and a stayover, park your car, leave your car there package, and you can't do it on the outbound because it makes no sense because you're flying 6 o'clock at night and you didn't want to come in the night before, you may want to arrange, and most hotels will do it, not to take the one night stay that comes with the parking. Don't take it the day you're leaving. Take it the day you fly back in.
Smart. That's a great idea.
Because your body clock is all mixed up anyway. Sure. You don't know what the weather's going to be, particularly if you're flying in the winter. But even so, do you really want to land, jump in the car, and start driving an hour or more to go home? So that's a good time to land, take the night that's included, and often, I have found the combined cost of the room and the parking is the same or less than just parking alone. So have a look at that. But in the 20 to 22nd of July is the dates for the Revere Beach International Sand Sculpting Festival. You're going to be seeing a TV show I'm producing about that in the next couple of weeks. It is amazing. Take your family and go have fun. I want you to come back next week, people. Gotta fly now.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.